Later in the morning, the Premier, Maurice Yiemma, unveiled a plaque to the 16 workers killed during the bridge's construction.
Our bridge is a much-loved icon, but let's never forget that it was built at a heavy cost, in lives lost and shattered families. 16 Australian workers lost their lives building the bridge. Every one of those 16 deaths was a tragedy. One worker was a 54-year-old dogman, knocked off a punt by a load of steel at Milsons Point. Another died of tetanus after injuring his thumb. A 25-year-old iron worker fell from the arch of the bridge when his spanner slipped. William Wood was killed in an accident off the western approaches. Alexander Faulkner was struck by a metal part falling from a crane. Let's never forget our debt to them and to their fellow workers. They did not die in vain. I'd now like to invite the grandchildren of Alexander Faulkner and William Wood to come forward and join me as I unveil this plaque, to be erected in the memory of the men who lost their lives building one of the great icons of the world, our bridge.
Also walking the bridge was the Honourable Malcolm Turnbull MP, Federal Minister for the Environment and Water Resources.
I'm very excited to be here today with hundreds of thousands of other Australians and Sydneysiders. It's a wonderful day. The bridge has been a part of the life of this history. It's really framed the city for 75 years. All of us have our own special memories of the bridge. I was particularly pleased earlier today to announce that we are placing the bridge on the National Heritage List. So that's a very important recognition of the bridge's cultural and historical importance for Sydney and, of course, for all of Australia. It's one of the great icons of Australia. The bridge, if the bridge were to be built today, it would be an awesome feat. But to imagine it in a city with no skyscrapers, with no opera house, with no jets flying overhead, a city of a completely different scale, a fraction of the size, this must have seemed even more remarkable, much more remarkable than it is today.
So what sort of a statement do you think it makes for Sydney?
Oh, I think this bridge is all about Sydney. It's really saying welcome, isn't it? It's an open gate.
We walked it because we're going to be 75 ourselves this year. And we came down from Foster in northern New South Wales to walk across the bridge for our 75th birthday.
I walked across on the first day with my father, whose photograph I have here. And so today my family have brought me across. And it's been a very interesting and a very emotional experience.
And what do you think you'll bring back from today?
Well, I won't see the 100th, but my great-granddaughter there in the pusher has had her photograph taken with me today. So on the 100th anniversary, perhaps she'll walk across and remember that she walked across when she was a few months old with her great-grandmother.
And what does it mean for you, the bridge? What does it represent to you?
It represented, as a child, the opening of a country that has become probably the best country in the world still. And let's hope that with a little more honesty in our politics and a little more heart in our politicians, we can keep it that way.
When I first walked across a bridge, I lived in Balmain.
How old were you when you first walked across the bridge?
8 years old.
What do you remember about that day?
Raining. It was raining and all the schools were there, but we didn't care. We got wet, and so I was determined nothing was going to stop me from walking today. And I'm very emotional. Now that I've reached 84, and I thought, there's nothing going to stop me from walking that bridge. All my other friends are sitting by a television and watching it over TV, but I said, no way, I'm walking.
I walked over here 2 days before the bridge was opened as a schoolboy, aged 10. I came as a representative of Canterbury Public School. After we walked across the bridge, we then went to the showground. The girls did maypole dancing and the boys did flag drill. And then we had a couple of days off for our trouble. It was a good day. It was very nice to be here too today.
What does the bridge mean to you?
History. History, very much, and it'll be here for another 400 years, I believe.
You know why? Well, I'm nearly 83, and I'm walking along here because my father helped Bradfield build the bridge. He made all the rockers, the steel rockers, that held the cables on the bridge. You know, this bridge at the bottom that has four large rockers, well, they were too big for here. But all the little ones down in the tunnels at Wynyard and on the other side that held the cables that held the bridge up until it was joined were on the rockers that my daddy made. Now, I hear everybody at the moment talking about their grandfathers and what they did, but that was my father. So that's a long time ago.